Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid, sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
Yes, you are. How are you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
A little frazzled.
Yeah.
With the
technical difficulties.
Why should we have technical difficulties?
We should.
I know. If we had
PCs.
No.
Windows 7.
It's just the cableage, I think, that was... if we had different cableage, we would be all right. But we're all right right now. We're good.
Hey, my cable's all right.
Sure. But you know what? You know what bothers me is FireWire 800.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the connector for the 400, you stick it in and it's in. But FireWire 800, look at this.
It gets pulled a little or something.
For one thing, it's short.
Tight. Yeah.
It's a short little input thing.
Yeah, the best ones that fit. It's not those, because the adapter's so long and big. But when you have the, just a regular 800. FireWire 800 cable, it's pretty small, and you know what I mean?
It's not more bad, solid, yes. I have one of those, yeah. I got it plugged into my... Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What's been going on, Big JD?
This just in.
No, what's going on over at oppens.com?
JD Land? Oh, the website is... and the website's redone. That's nothing, but not much going on.
That's the story of your life, though.
Is it? The story of my life is organization.
Are you getting down to more being more organized? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm pretty organized anyway, but it's all about organization. So websites and files and all that crap, it's always got to be organized. So sometimes in that process, a website gets a makeover or whatever, but... don't you find yourself organizing a lot?
Yes, but lately I've been just not concentrating on the organizational deal, and I'm getting buried.
Well, yeah, you get buried in all what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, this next week I got to get some stuff
done. It seems like it's
GTD.
Are you talking about on the computer though?
Both paperwork and computer stuff.
Especially because now a lot of things are done on the computer, so you have as much to organize there as you would with paper or more, because now you get a lot of your bills online and that kind of stuff, or you scan a lot of your paperwork and those kind of things, you know what I mean, your day-to-day activities, and then there's always something needs to be done with them. They got to be put in folders, or they got to be grouped, or they got to be renamed or something like that, and you got to keep track of all that stuff. My desktop piles up and I throw it all in a folder. Desktop piles up, throw it all in a folder. Eventually, it's all got to be organized.
Exactly. And
it's a hard job doing it as you go, too.
Not a hard job, but it's easy. I mean,
well, it's time consuming.
Either
way is time consuming, but it's just as time consuming doing it as you go.
Yes.
You try to do that, but it just piles up.
And that's why you have no time, right?
That's part of the reason, yeah. Too much organization. It's, I think, especially for people, I suppose, like us, that you do everything on the computer. If you gotta do your banking, it's on the computer. If you're going to record anything, it's on the computer. If you're going to print a picture or do anything with a photo, it's on the computer. If you know what I mean? In the past, you'd be in one room with a 4-track recorder trying to record something, a piece of music or something like that. If you had to do your banking, you get in the car and go down to the bank or the instant teller or whatever thing. If you had to do anything with a photo while you were off to the Photoshop, suitors or
blacks,
whatever, you know what I mean? Everything's done on here now.
It's amazing Blacks is still around. They adapted pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so.
I remember going there when I had my nice film camera, go there and get all my
I never developed. Did anything at Blacks, really.
You were Suitors or...
Well, I had a guy that really helped out the band a lot from Suitors, and so we always went there.
Okay.
Pictures done and blow-ups made and all kinds of things.
You guys used blow-ups on stage?
Pyro. We did that too. We had quite a setup.
You did some blow-ups? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pyrotechnics. And pyrotechnics.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I just see was mentioned? Francis went and saw AC/DC at...
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the blow-ups they had on stage there.
Yeah. Dolls?
Dolls. Blow-up dolls, or a train, maybe? Was there a blow up train? Oh, no, it was Rosie. A whole lot of Rosie. They've been using that prop forever.
Oh, that doll?
The big blow up doll, yeah. 24, 38, 36. You can say she's got it all.
56? Is it 56?
No, I forget what the measurements actually were, but.
I don't know.
So, I don't know.
So he went and saw AC/DC, and who was playing with AC/DC? It wasn't Anvil. They weren't playing with him here, were they?
Why, Anvil backed up AC/DC?
Anvil's supposed to be doing some touring with AC/DC, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Europe. I'm not sure where.
Oh, good for them.
But they're on the tail with somebody big. I think AC/DC and maybe someone else.
What was I going to say about Anvil? Did you see about the... they played somewhere, Dartmouth. 72,000 people.
Oh, yeah?
It was at a festival, so it was like...
Yeah, the festivals are great because you get everybody's crowd, but...
Yeah.
But Anvil's, their crowds are getting bigger and bigger all the time, so...
Good for them. And if you don't know who Anvil is...
Go to Anvil Metal... I don't know. Look up Tony... I don't know where to go, actually. I think anvilmetal.com or something. They have an actual website, I think, now. They've always been monkeyed with websites. And Tony Gallo, who I guess runs their official site, it's not under like a real normal name. Or you can search him on Facebook.
Yeah,
there's Tony Gallo. What'd you do?
Just Googled Anvil the band. Their website, get a load of this, is my.tbayt.net/tildtgallo@
Yeah. It's Tony Gallo's personal site and he works as at some kind of company that provides the internet and everything. So it's all like its own place, but I don't know why nobody ever got a domain. Why don't they just get a domain that says anvil.com?
Or Anvil
and
something.
Transfer it over. Like,
Anvil.biz or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
I'm sure
there's probably all kinds available. Maybe Anvil. Not now. I bet they scooped everything up now. Their management company or something might have.
Where do you think Anvil.com takes you?
I don't know. Maybe they're all bought.
It's going to take you to Ion Trading. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
No wonder they never... You think they're not like cursed, but they got something on them.
Yeah, there's something... I mean... they're just not out in the open, really. And never really have been out in the open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just widely known for what, there's always something that kind of holds back from that. And it's just something as simple as this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, King Friday has a better web thing going on than those guys do. Let alone Wicked
Angel. And King Friday just played?
It's Friday night, yeah. Two nights ago.
How'd that go?
Awesome.
Cool.
Really good crowd. And it was a crowd that I would have to say was more receptive to King Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're a rock band. We play pretty much just rock tunes. And usually the crowd that goes there is the kids who want to listen to the...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The dance tunes. Save a Horse, Trance, Ride a Cowboy House. Tune. That kind of stuff. Any idea?
It's got to be the cat.
Maybe.
Strangled.
So this crowd was more, they knew we were there because I guess bars are not getting the same amount of clientele they used to on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So now the clientele that's going there is actually going to see the band. They only do bands one night a week, whereas it used to be two nights, Friday and Saturday. And it seems like the last time we played there, Saturday night was the night. But now they don't have nothing going on Saturdays. Just a DJ, I would assume. So... It was good that we were played and we were appreciated, and a lot of guys came up after and said, you guys rock and all that kind of stuff.
Autographs and signing bras.
Signing boobs with no bras on.
And also, you guys play the clubs in the city here too and everything. And are any of those clubs playing music, like have bands in all week or no?
No.
Why is that?
Because there's no market for it.
No?
No.
Why not?
That's a good
question. All the people that dig rock and roll?
They're old and at home watching TV.
Hmm.
Or they're retired or something. That was your male client?
Oh, that probably would be, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
Be junk because I didn't get a notification. Red notification dot.
Yeah, the live music scene is not what it used to be. That's for sure. I think during the week you can see bands at Lion's Head on Tuesday still.
Yeah, it always seems like there's a certain day at a certain place, right? So well, every day you could go somewhere and watch a band.
That's the way it used to be, yeah. Monday night was the Riv. Remember going to the
Riv? Yeah, barely.
Barely.
I think I might even before I was of age, I think.
And no, you were of age. I think I remember seeing Wicked Angel at the Riv.
The Riv's Sandhill.
Oh, yeah, the Sandbox.
I don't remember what else there was back in the day there. There was a place on Wyandotte that was some kind of goofy club, and they went rock. We played at too, and I can't remember the name, on the corner of like Moy and Wyandotte.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it anymore. Start with an F, I think, though.
It's been everything. The Diesel.
Yeah, I guess so.
We've played there too.
The Tap.
The Happy Tap.
No.
Did you ever get tapped at the Tap?
No.
That was their t-shirt. Come get tapped at the Tap.
Come get tapped at the Tap.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
What else did I want to say? Oh, you got a new vehicle. Kim got a new vehicle.
Yes. I work at Chrysler's. We build minivans, and I bought one.
That's a mistake.
No, I love that fact.
No, that's cool, yeah.
You can buy the car that you built. I don't necessarily know that I had anything to do with the car that's in my driveway because we got three shifts work there. But
you should have followed it down the line and everything like some guys do. They buy a specific one. And
yeah, they buy a specific one with specific features in it. But then you end up paying a lot more money for the special features that you wanted in your van. And it's kind of nice, though, that if you order a van, you get to see exactly how it's built.
So
I ain't got time for that. They should just do the job right. I don't have to follow my van around, should I?
Yeah, right. No, you shouldn't have to, no, but...
Back in the day, you had to.
It'd be nice to find a list of everything that was wrong with it as it went down the line, though.
You probably could do that.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea.
So Kim gets a brand new minivan,
mm-hmm.
often probably referred to as mom's taxi.
Yes.
And probably the reason you must have a van is a specific reason, just as a sport utility would be, to get kids and moving stuff around and hauling everything. And so then what happens? You get rid of your car and you get the cool car. What do you get? Brand new Challenger or something? Is that how this is going to work?
Yeah, I get the $50,000 Challenger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how does she like that after that?
She wouldn't like that at all. No.
She gets a taxi.
I'm not.
Big old van for the kids. And you get the sleek.
No, I'm not buying nothing.
Vet.
I'm driving that car that I have into the ground. But I love my car still. I love my Intrepid.
Yeah,
like the way it drives.
Intrepid's cool.
It gets me back and forth. It's giving me relatively little trouble. So
she didn't feel it was like you getting her like a vacuum cleaner or a broom or anything?
No, I think she didn't like her old minivan. She just felt it looked minivanish, but she thinks these are, she likes the
shape. They got a nice new look, yeah.
Yeah.
They modified them to look more like the new vehicles they have.
Yeah, the new line, not so round.
More Euro,
that's exactly what it is, yeah. So she likes it. So when she saw it, she goes, oh, this doesn't look like a minivan at all. She drove it, she loves it. Good, great gas mileage. And you're a little higher, so you don't really, you're stepping on the gas and you don't feel like you're going as fast as you were with the same amount of pressure on the gas pedal. But you look at your speedometer, you know, as you get higher off the road,
mm-hmm.
your perception of speed slows down basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going pretty fast for actually how fast you're, how much you have to push the gas pedal.
That's
down.
Why go-karts feel so fast.
Yeah, because you're,
like you're flying in them and you're really not.
Yeah, exactly. You're standing on the side of the track watching them and they're just putting by. But meanwhile, you're on the ground, like you see the pavement going.
Yeah, and they're sliding on the as you're going around the corners and everything. Like you're,
it's because there's no tread on the tire at all. So.
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, she's digging her new vehicle.
Did you buy or lease?
We bought. 0% financing.
Nice.
And I got a great deal on the van.
And you got to use another... Well, you probably haven't used one in the last
years.
Couple times.
Yeah. So, you're talking about e-bonus.
E-bonus, right.
Yeah.
And now, would that be the last e-bonus? Or
that's it.
Could you use your other e-bonus before that one that you didn't use?
There's no retroactive.
Okay.
This is it.
Well, that's good, though, yeah.
I got to use my e-bonus before it ran out.
Plus, you didn't want to hold out for a Fiat or something like that?
Hold out for a Fiat. No.
The new Fiat caravan.
Exactly. I actually work for Fiat because Chrysler is now owned mostly by Fiat.
Are they?
Yes.
More than 50% is Fiat? I thought somebody else owned more.
I don't think so yet.
I think CAW owns more than anybody of it. Don't they? I think so. Seriously.
UAW. Right now, they own more than anybody.
51 or something like that.
No, it's not 51. It's 30 or something. But eventually, the plan is for Fiat to buy, to be controlling the whole thing. Right now, their management team is controlling everything in the anticipation that they will eventually own 51% of the stock of the company. So that's the plan that's in place. And I think they have to follow the plan because it's our money that's being used to keep it afloat right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get into some drugs?
Something. Yeah. Let's go get wasted.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Hurricane Bill spinning past New England.
That was a near miss there.
Taunting the coast.
Yes. It's going to be hitting Nova Scotia, and what's on top of that? New Brunswick, PEI area, I think. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to skirt
along. I don't know where anything is in Canada.
Do you know where Florida is?
Yeah, Florida is out on the East Coast, Southeast Coast. And
how come you don't know where Canadian things are there?
And BC is right on top of it, isn't it? Or something underneath it?
Something
out on the
like
East
that.
Coast somewhere?
You weren't a big Canadian geography nut.
No.
And you've never been out east either, I assume.
Out east?
Yes.
Canada?
Yes.
Never been anywhere in Canada.
Never been anywhere in Canada.
No.
Well, you're here right now.
Well, yeah, but this is as far as I venture out. Woodsley.
Woodsley is...
No, nothing further than what? Maybe Toronto or something in Canada. No, never been anywhere in Canada. Always all over the States. Never in Canada. Canada doesn't interest me.
How come?
I don't know. Probably because it never interested my dad.
Oh, I was going to say.
Cause I grew up with... Everything was about the U.S. and U.S. history and... Oh...
And why do you think that is? Just because of the media and your dad was...
Yeah, he was just into American history and Civil War and all that kind of stuff and not... it's going through the tea refill thing.
Yes, we're doing the tea for my lovely wife, Kim, fixing us up. So do you have an interest in exploring Canada?
No. No,
really?
I don't have any interest at all. No.
That's surprising.
Lana would like to go to BC,
no,
go skiing and
no
stuff.
Doubt.
And I got buddies in BC and stuff and all over, actually, in Calgary and wherever. But I don't have any interest in going anywhere in Canada, really.
That amazes me.
If I'm going to go anywhere, I want to go to New York.
But you've
well,
been
somewhere
there.
In the States, but
yeah.
I'd rather go somewhere in the U.S., I think.
What about South by Southwest?
What about it?
The festival.
Yeah, what about it?
I was thinking of maybe going to the South by Southwest March of next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Send me a postcard.
Send you a postcard. You want to go, Kim?
Take the new van.
Oh, exactly. That's what it would be, a road trip for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of maybe
a fun road trip.
Taking a trip down to...
map out all the Flying J's.
Got to hit the Flying
J's.
That's
all American.
Yeah, that is American. Taking a drive down to Memphis,
mm-hmm.
that would be like a whole day drive from
Memphis
here.
Is cool too. You can go to the Elvis Graceland.
Yeah, I want to go see Graceland. That's what it is. And you know, Memphis is a pretty cool music town as well.
Then thank you very much.
Take a little trek down to Clarksdale, which is looks like about an hour away.
Wow, that's what the Monkees based that song on. Take the last train to Clarksdale and I'll meet you in the... No,
what is it?
Clarksville.
Clarksville. I was going to say, you got me confused there. It's not Clarksdale.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
And then drive down to Austin from Clarksdale after that.
Austin. And you can go to the city limits.
No, South by Southwest.
Oh, okay.
It's a big, huge festival, and I want to check it out someday before I die.
We ain't going to die anytime soon.
You're right. Thanks. Appreciate that. My wife's going, I hope he dies.
Well, as long as you get the housework done and the... Unless you go golfing today.
She's,
I don't know.
She's looking for the check is what she's looking for. You know, life insurance checks.
Yeah. And ours are pretty huge right now. I'm going to lose mine, though.
You're going to lose your life insurance?
Well, somehow, when I'm done there, I'm going to lose everything. I'm not going to lose it. I'm going to get it, I guess. a sum of some to some degree to reinvest it or put in another plan or something. I guess that's what's going to happen.
You're talking about your life insurance policy with Chrysler.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's not that much, is it?
No, I don't know.
No,
I think millions. I think
no, I think it's like 30 grand or something.
Oh, that's everything to me right now. Times are hard.
But do you have other life insurance besides that? I assume you do.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have life insurance through Amex, American Express.
Oh, okay, sure.
We have a good policy. And we just pay it on the card and we get points.
Oh, there you go.
So it all works out nicely.
That would be very nice. And your brother or your mother are your beneficiaries?
Beneficiaries? They're partial beneficiaries.
I was just joking, yeah. Actually. I would assume your wife is getting
all the cash. Well, she is, yeah. But I think that we have our families as partial something, percentages, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Very nice. Anyway, news. We played the news thing, and I don't know, did we even hit one?
Well, I mentioned Hurricane Bill, and we can probably move on.
And we went on to a rat hole.
Do you have the actual time running on the...
21.
Yeah, cool. Anything else in the news that you want to bring up?
Well, there's the fires in Athens.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about that?
That's because of all the grease.
It's a grease fire.
You like that?
That's horrible. They're pretty out of hand. However, nobody has been hurt yet, but the fires are raging in Athens. Thousands of people have been evacuated, and everybody's pitching in. They want the police to help. And the firefighters, and it's like a grassroots, everybody's pitching in to try to protect property for the most part. Mm-hmm. Seen a guy with a picture, like he's got like a big wall of flame in front of him. He's got a garden hose in his hand, literally.
Oh, yeah?
Like
I'd have a coat hanger in my hand.
Hmm? How come?
With marshmallows on the end of it.
you were waiting. It was the setup. Awesome. Who else died here? The president of South Korea and the Lockerbie bomber dude. What's your opinion on that? The Lockerbie guy who got set free because he's going to die in 3 months?
Yeah. They should have just kept him locked up.
Absolutely. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go home. We know you're going to die in 3 months, so you can go home. But what about the hundreds of people that died on a plane? They didn't get that choice. Go home and see your family because you're going to die on this plane. No. Mm-mm. So that peeved me off. So you have no other entertainment news? Usually you're the guy who has the Britney Spears story.
Well, there's always something, I guess, but...
You're just not on top of it today.
There was so much going on that, didn't have all the time I would have liked to... look for all the things I would have liked.
I guess they're the drive test places in Ontario where kids go to get their driver's license.
Yeah.
They're not run by the government anymore. You knew that, right?
The ministries?
Yeah, they're not.
The ministry is, but not the where you actually write everything and do the.
Yeah, where you write and do your driver's test is not run by the government.
Yeah.
It's not a ministry thing. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Drive Test.
Yeah.
And which is a whole scam unto itself because they fail 65% of all new applicants for the driver's test. Mm-hmm. When they go for a driver's test, the fail rate is 65%. And why is that? Because they're out to make money. They fail.
Of course.
And you got to come back.
Of course they do, yeah.
And pay again.
Yeah.
Only 33% pass. And if you look at the numbers when the ministry was doing it, I'm sure it wasn't that stupidly awkward.
Eventually unbalanced. At some point... I think it got like that a number of years ago. I'm going to say within the last 10 years, they started failing like crazy because, otherwise it's just a one-shot deal. Somebody comes in, writes their test, and you get your money. Well, there's no way to make more money from that person.
Right, other than the renewals.
Yeah.
Which Drive Test wouldn't see any part of now, so they have to get these people back in here somehow. And this is just the driving test we're talking about. I'm not sure about the written tests. The written tests are, that's pretty straightforward, I have to think. It's either you got
it
right.
Yeah, I imagine people, they'll pass most people on that unless, they really have Well, unless you fail, I guess. Yeah, but the other ones, it's up to their discretion.
Exactly.
You know, more than anything, so that really sucks. I want to mention, too, the It Might Get Loud film. That's going to be pretty cool, huh?
That opened last weekend, did it not? August 14th?
Yeah, but it's probably not around here or anything?
I think it's playing at in Ferndale. You want to go?
On Ferndale?
I think so. Yeah. Do you have a link up in front of you?
Not a link, actually. I just have information a little bit about, you know, the film with Jimmy Page and Edge and Jack, what's his name?
White.
Jack White. I want to say Jack Black all the time. Black Stripes.
Release. Oh, you know what they're doing? They're staggering the release dates.
Why are they doing that?
That's a really good question. Because, like, currently playing in New York, Los Angeles, Hollywood, Encino, Pasadena, and Irvine. So those are all California.
Why is it those three guys, honestly?
Why is it these three guys here?
Yeah, why is it those three guys? And you know what I mean? I don't know. I suppose I could see Jack White and Edge and somebody else maybe, but too bad. I mean, Page should be grouped with some other guys, man.
You think he is the odd nut here?
No, I think the other guys are the odd nuts. I think they should be out in some other, like, I think maybe Page, Clapton, and Beck. That would have been sweet.
But you, if you're trying to actually figure it out, what is the deal here?
Yeah.
Jimmy Page represents classic rock. He's the guy who had a big hand in inventing rock the way it is right now. He's more of the intermediate guy.
Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has his own style.
Kind of an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so, then, and Jack then White is
the new blood.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I assumed when I saw those three together. Is there someone there you don't really care about?
No. No, not really. I mean, they're all cool.
Absolutely.
But I think Page is just the king there.
He is the king, and I can't wait
to see. And I hope he's the king in the movie, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm kind of curious on how he relates to the other two guys.
What they should have done was take a bunch of guys like Page and Clapton and Jeff Beck and who else? I'd even say Keith Richards. And
they call the movie, We Might Need a Diaper in Here.
Yeah. We might need some Viagra. You know, like the big rock guitar players.
Yeah, and then what?
I don't know. Throw them all in a room and let them jam, let them talk. Let them do something, stuff. We should be on that. We'd make a fortune.
Easy, easy.
We tried that before, The Homeless.
You mean we do the movie? Mm-hmm. You mean we get Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton.
We get everybody together, yeah, and set it all up and shoot a film.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I think this way you get a wider group of people going to see the movie. You know, there's kids who want to go see Jack White, and then there's guys like you and I who want to see.
I suppose, yeah. It's
Jimmy Page.
Thing, yeah.
I can't wait to see it myself. It's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. It will be cool, for sure.
And we'll give you a report on the Jabbercast when we're done.
Yeah, that's what we do. We work for you here at the Jabbercast. Let's get into today's topic.
You were looking for something that didn't exist.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go into Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, but we haven't even started the show yet, honestly. On what? Skills.
Skills, skills, and more skills.
The skill saw? No.
Cat skills? No.
Fish's skills? No.
Cat skills, that's an area in Pennsylvania.
Fish's gills are the things they breathe with.
Yeah.
Fish skills.
Fish skills.
A skill.
Huh? Go ahead. I just know a guy who has fish skills. Go ahead.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No. A skill is also referred to as a talent, is a learned capacity to carry out predetermined results, often with the minimum outlay of time, energy, or both.
That's a good definition of skills.
So a skill is something that you do well. Stemming from your being very knowledgeable in whatever field that is. An example of a skill.
Does that have to be a field?
No, I guess not necessarily a field.
I was going to say, some people are good whistlers. Is that a field?
No, I guess it's not a field. I was looking at it in terms of doing some type of job-ish kind of thing. General skills can be learning skills, learning to learn, foundation skills.
Foundation skills?
Well, from an employer's perspective, a skill of knowing how to learn is cost effective because it can mitigate the cost of retaining efforts.
Minimize the cost of retaining, keeping people. That's what they want to do.
Yes, they do.
So we're talking about skills that are good in the workplace.
Well, that's what kind of comes, not necessarily the workplace comes to mind when I think of skills, but in being able to do something well.
Right.
Basic skills, competence, reading, writing, computation skills. You know, those aren't really a field, I guess, but those are skills that one could know or learn. Communication skills, oral or listening. Adaptability, problem solving, creative thinking, personal management. So self-esteem, motivation, goal setting, a lot of different skills come into play there.
That's for sure.
Group effectiveness.
Just as you said that, I thought of a quote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm going to save it, obviously.
You going to remember it?
Oh, yeah. It's one we've all heard.
Okay.
It's like the two in the hands worth, the one in the hands worth two in the bush.
That's probably the first one we did Jabbercast back in, 1980, when was it?
It was 1876.
Oh, yeah.
The same year that Canada was confederated.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Motorhead album.
What's the Motorhead album got to do with
that? No, I don't know. I think they have an album called 1876.
I see. Well, since we're music guys, can we talk about music skills?
Yes, we can.
So,
what is a music skill?
Well, I know everybody has a different theory of why one person becomes a better musician than another person. Of course, practice is going to have everything to do with it, but I think
practice makes perfect.
No. But that I think there's something inside of every person that is easily quantifiable as far as your skill as a musician, that it's built in before you even pick up an instrument.
I think that's true, though, for a lot of skills.
Oh, you're probably right, you know, yeah.
People that are good listeners, it's somehow predetermined. Maybe it's hereditary, genetic or something, or, you know, something they pick up on early in life. You know, a listening skill, a comprehension, computation, whatever it is. But yeah, music is another one, I think, too. You know, maybe it comes from back somewhere in the family or something that, you know, I don't know if we ever know whether it's
genetic,
passed on or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because was there anybody musical in your family before you?
No. Nope.
You see, there was in my family. But, and I think I find that in a lot of cases it is. People come from a line of, you know, that kind of thing, but.
Absolutely. But.
But then there are people that aren't. There's got to be somebody that starts it too, I guess, you know, so. Somewhere.
Right. And I think, you know, the times have everything to do with it. It could be many generations of musical family that, for whatever reason,
yeah,
their socioeconomic status just doesn't put them in a position to explore the musicality.
Right.
They got to wake up and go to work and come home and take care of the kids. There's no music or, you know, as a kid, you got to go out, go to school. After school, you got to go to work and you just don't have any time for music or you're not exposed to it.
You know, an example of that is sort of is me making Lana sing.
Exactly.
She would never really have done anything like that. And I played you before probably the acoustic song I did in back in the, oh, geez, must have been mid-90s or somewhere.
Oh, really? Yeah, was that
and,
old?
Yeah. And then recently on her Tolich stuff, the heavy metal thing, made her sing heavy metal, and she'd never sung before.
Yeah, it's a cicada bug.
Ooh.
Do you have those in the city? No?
Well, I've heard them before, but.
So there was nobody musical in her family either?
Thinking about it, I don't think so. I mean, no musicians or anything, right. Really, you know what I mean?
And do you think she has any talent? You're going to have to say yes, obviously, because it's your wife.
Incredible talent.
Yeah, I know.
No, I think she does. I like her voice. She can carry a tune. She can stay in tune. She can sing in key. She can do what I tell her. So that's probably the only time I'll get to do that. But no, but she takes the instruction well to do what I tell her to do and where to go with the, you know what I mean? Yep. So there's something there, you know what I mean? But then that stems probably from a good listening skill too, you know? And that kind of thing. So a lot of things come into play. I think even with a musician, there's got to be things come into play. There's got to be some mind skill of remembering and interpreting and you
some
know
logical
tone and
right.
You know, but what else did you want to actually talk about as far as music as a skill?
No, just thinking as in terms of stuff that's in us and not in us. When we learn a skill, you can become a really good carpenter, but yet, you know, inside you didn't think you had a carpenter skill in a bone in your body, whatever, you know, but
right.
You, as you get
you
involved,
learned it or whatever,
you learned it and you became really, really good at it. Whereas I'm thinking something like music is something artsy and
sometimes it's natural. Sometimes it's not though.
Yeah.
You think, was it natural for you or was it something you liked and wanted to learn?
Yep. It was something I liked and I wanted to learn.
Yeah. See, for me, it was natural and I never, in the beginning, I didn't learn anything. I used to jam with some guys and I would sit there with my guitar and wait until it was time for the solo and they'd tell me to play. And that's what I'd play.
That is
I didn't
so
know a
fun.
Chord or anything, but I could stay in key and I could just play soloing. And it was just like a natural thing. Like I liked music and I just could play, you know what I mean? I knew, but I didn't know, I didn't learn anything. And I still haven't, honestly. I still haven't really learned anything.
Don't believe what he's saying right there. He's so full of shit. It's crazy.
I don't know anything. I just do what I want to do. That's how it's always been. It's just like it was a natural thing for me. I'm not saying whether that's anything any good or bad or whatever, but it was just whatever I do was just a natural thing for me.
Right, but that you know something.
I couldn't tell you what that is.
You couldn't. Yeah, it's the thing. You can't tell us what it is, but you know it.
Maybe because of that. I don't know. I just know what I know for me.
Right.
I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere and do anything. You know, you've asked me to come in jams. I can't do any of that. I don't know anything. I can't go jam with anybody.
But you said you used to go jam. Okay, solo right here, Jeff.
Yeah, I could do that. You guys just say solo right here. I'll do that.
And like, you know what a key is and jam in that specific key.
Yeah, how do you think I get in my car?
I don't know. There you go. I don't know. You have one of those push button start cars.
Yeah. I think part of that though all comes from doing originals because I don't know cover tunes and I don't never really learned, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it makes it difficult for me to go do things like that or even like around the campfire and all that kind of stuff because I don't know any of that stuff, you know what I mean?
Right. I think that phenomenon that you're thinking of, Dan has somewhat of the same mentality. It's the mentality you put around the whole playing music thing. Because he goes to band practice with his other band,
mm-hmm.
and they all have charts, and they're talking about diminished sevenths and suspended fourths and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Dan just is like, whatever you guys are talking about, I don't really care. I'm just going to sing, because that's all he has to do is sing.
Yeah.
And when we're at our band practices, this is a skill that you have to have, is the inner communication between musicians.
Right, yeah.
And what level you're talking at his other band practice, are talking about suspended fourths and diminished sevenths and all that kind of stuff. Whereas our band practice, it's the little intro thingy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
kind of language gets taught. And then as soon as I start talking to Dan about a chord progression, I go, no, it's F sharp, B, then the E. And he blanks. I can tell he blanks. Just the look on his face.
Yeah.
And he's, I won't remember that unless I actually sit down with you for the next 5 minutes and we do it just me and you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll think about what you just told me.
Yeah.
But just being told off that hits like whew, right over his head.
And that's that. And you can tell right there, that's something that like music for him isn't just a natural thing.
Yeah. He's an unbelievable singer. He's got an awesome voice and he stays in key and he knows.
And that's kind of the thing I get when I watch him and stuff. You know what I mean? That he's just like, that's his thing. He's just natural. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like the same way. There's a lot of that is I relate to because I have to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have to put it together or something. You know what I mean? Cause I can't necessarily, look at a book or somebody tell me you got to play this particular chord or that, or do, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know.
I
just sit there and fumble around with the thing. I don't know.
So I think that has a lot to do with other skills as well. Like let's say a lawyer, they have a skill that they're good talkers, or they know how to not intimidate.
Manipulate.
Exactly. And,
yeah, and
so you can tell the natural lawyers that they're just, you know, the Pat Ducharmes and the Frank Montellos and all those guys, they just walk in and it's just that's their whole persona. They just leak lawyer, you know, that's just oozing on the ground. And that's part of it too, that intimidation or whatever, you know, and same with the rock musician. They just, you know, they just take it over, just natural. Because as soon as Dan starts singing, you know, and he just, and the sweat's coming, and he's, you just tell he's just right into the song that he's into right at that moment in time. Whereas me, I'm thinking, what is the next chord? What's the next chord? Oh, I hope I don't score.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not as into it as he is, I don't think. Just into the moment. But that's what I'm just saying. Skill is not just a mixture of something you learn. I guess that was my point that I was trying to get. It's not just something you learn to do. There's some other part of you that takes over and develops that skill to a certain point.
In a lot of cases, it's something natural that's already there, or you have an underlying skill of some kind that allows you to be good at something else. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Like a teacher, maybe good with numbers, computation, and that kind of thing, and then go far in, you know, mathematics, because you've had skills maybe as a kid or growing up that you could, you know, you can picture things really well, you know, and you can problem solve really well. So here you are doing something that's, you know, kind of an offshoot of your, you know, a different skill altogether.
Core skill.
Core skill. Nice. Core skill. That sounds like something you wear. Oh, that's a beautiful core skill you got on there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you like this shade of purple?
Yeah. Really nice. Can you let go of it now, please?
Ooh.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, this week's Sunday Morning Music Mayhem is from a band that is from Ireland, and I know that you have some kind of connection with this band. You know, Lana's friend is a girl, ex-girlfriend of...
Yeah, of Scott Gorham.
Scott Gorham. I want to say Gorsham.
Gary Moore.
And Gary Moore as well. This song is She Knows from Thin Lizzy.
There you go. Some Thin Lizzy.
Yep. Awesome stuff.
Good stuff. And today on the Jabbercast with Big J.D. and Lippo, we're talking about skills.
Yes, we are. Mad skills.
Mad skills?
Mad skills.
What's that?
Well, that's what the kids say these days. No, you never, haven't heard the expression mad skills?
No.
Well, someone's doing a really cool skateboard trick or something. Ooh, that guy's got mad skills.
Okay, yeah. That's like a kid saying, wow, that's sick, man. Uh-huh. And they dig it.
Don't you wish you were a kid again? So you don't have to say
I am now.
The kids say.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't realize until you've said something like that you're...
feel so old
when
you
say goat. That.
Exactly. Like there's... I listen to podcasts of what I think are young people doing the podcast. And then they say, well, that's what the kids say. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm thinking you're a kid and you're talking about what the kids are saying. Mm-hmm. Jeez. I'm so old, Sonny. Where do you want to take the skills conversation to now? We have 10 minutes for the rest of the show. And we got tech talk and a quote still.
Let's talk a little bit maybe just about something like organizational leadership skills, that kind of stuff maybe.
Okay.
Do you think they all come natural?
I think that leadership is in a specific amount of people. Like there's not everybody.
The Leos.
Do you think Leos are good leaders?
I don't know. I'm a Leo.
And so is Kim. And I think she can be a good leader because she definitely has really good organizational skills. Mm-hmm. Like she's a list person and knock things off. And she can, if a whole bunch of people are doing one thing, she can say this has to be in one. You know, you do this, you do this, you do this, and I'll meet you at the end and it'll all be done.
You know what? My mom's a Leo.
Yes.
And she has very poor organizational skills. So that's odd. But, however, she had good skills. I think she had better organizational skills. And she was the one that took care of all the bills, the family stuff and all that. And she took the incentive to leave at some point. And she moved out to Arizona. And she was just did everything for herself.
Right.
And she was great at all that stuff. You know what I mean? And she's mm-hmm. always has a day planner with her. Always has a day planner and does keep track of everything, you know, in there in her way, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. But she seems to have lost some of that. She's not so organized anymore as she used to be.
Right.
And, you know, I don't really know why, but she still has a day planner all the time and everything. But I always tell her, make lists. Make lists of everything and just follow it and do, you know, whatever is on your list. But she never can, never does.
Even though she has a planner with her.
Yeah, even though she has a planner. And she's always like, how can I be more organized? And how can I, you know... And I remember, though, even though she was a pretty good organizer her whole life, she always had books at home as kid, growing up, whatever. Always books about organizing. How do I organize? You know, keeping organized, you know.
Really?
Like books, yeah. Either from the library, she'd buy a book on keeping organized and how to, you know, how do I organize the closets and my stuff and my life and, you know, that basic stuff like that. And that, yeah. Yet she always was pretty good at all that stuff, you know what I mean? But yet... I don't know. Our house was just kind of normal and messy most of the time, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. And the utility room was full of clothes and all that stuff. But things were pretty organized and had their place and all that kind of stuff, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I don't really understand why it was that big of a deal that she needed to be organized, you know what I mean? But to her, I don't think she felt she was very organized.
Right.
But she always was pretty organized. But now, I don't know. I guess she's sort of the same, but she's always asking, how can I be organized? And she doesn't have a list, so she's sporadic on getting things done a lot, you know, now, you know,
right?
But she's a Leo is what I'm getting at. So, and it's, you know, when I think it's supposed to be true for all Leos to be a certain way, I don't know why.
Yeah,
maybe she's not.
You can't generalize too much in terms of especially astrology. Some of our listeners are going, astrology has nothing to do with anything.
Astrology 101 right here on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
That's our topic next week. Astrology 101.
No, it isn't.
Did we do an astrology show?
No, I don't think we did.
There's a one to put on your
list. We should probably do something like that. But
I think at this point in your life, it seems like your mother, she never will be as organized as she wants to be.
Maybe not.
It's just one of those things that's just a quest. Do you think you just want to have everything under this umbrella and it's all nice and neat and she'll be able to just, okay.
Or you think you see how things are supposed to be.
Oh, maybe that's what it is too.
But it's not necessarily how things are on the other side. You know what I mean? Really?
Yeah.
Because people can look at us and think we're probably pretty organized. But I mean, when you get right down into it, there's probably a lot of disorganization that we feel we might have. you know, or things are, aren't organized or, you know, I got to constantly organize, you know, you got to work at it and fight with it to make sure it's organized. It's a big job.
Did we not to be organized? Weren't we talking about this earlier?
Yeah, I think we were.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Was that, I think that was that pre-show?
Anyway. I think it might've been, I'm not sure. We'll have to listen to the beginning of the show and find out if we already talked about it.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So on Tech Talk today, we just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can stream stuff over your home network to your television. Because it's really cool to be able to send things to from your computer to your television and watch it that way. Or use something like we use the Apple TV, where you can actually put those files on this particular box that's hooked up to your TV, and you can send that stuff there and then watch it all from there. It's kind of neat. And watch your computer content from that box.
That's the way it should be, and that's the way it will be. Did you hear Apple's probably going to be coming out with a TV, an actual television set?
Yeah. Did you hear that somewhere?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Save it for the show.
Save it for
the rumor bag. Check out our friends Jeff and Mike at EasyMacPodcast.com, yes. Letter E, the letter Z.
There's also another company called Sonos that does something very similar to this. You have zones that you can set and different speakers and devices in different rooms where you can control this kind of stuff. That's the kind of thing that I have going on, but I use Airport Expresses. Mm-hmm. So I have an Airport Express with a printer and some speakers hooked up in one room and then just speakers in my room, which I have to, as far as a tech thing goes, I bought these Altec Lansing speakers.
Yeah.
To replace my, I had one of those iHome iPod things.
Right.
And, but now I'm just using my iPhone for my alarm clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I use a nightstand app. So I charge it and turn the app on and it shows you the time in whatever format you want, LCD or.
What, stays on all night?
Stays on all night, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's got to be plugged in for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you have the time on all night anyway?
So you know what time it is in the middle of the night. Why is there
okay?
Why is the
using
time?
It for your real alarm clock?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I got rid of the iHome, gave it to Eric, but now I want some tunes in there because I have an Airport Express in that room too, and I had my iHome plugged into that, and I would just send tunes to those speakers from my iPhone, like on my iPhone.
You got a speaker on there?
On where?
You want something sounding better than the speakers that are on it?
On my iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I want to when I'm in shaving or something. I want to be cranking right, tunes and stuff. And I went to the States, went to Myers or Target. Got these at Target. Altec Lansing 1221s, I think they're called BLKs. I'm not positive, but
black.
They're that's what it would seem like to me. And $29.99. Oh, no, $25.99.
Well, Altec Lansing's cool.
And good they freaking kick.
Yeah.
Just for what they are, like you think it's just a cheap. That's what I was thinking. I'm just going to buy a cheap pair of computer speakers. I don't want nothing to do with iPod, nothing, because I'm just going to be plugging in an eighth inch jack into it.
So your iPod's plugged into the wall, and then you have the speakers plugged into the iPod?
No.
Oh, no?
I have the Airport Express plugged into the wall.
Oh, and with those speakers connected to
with
it?
With the speakers connected
so to it. So you can stream from.
Yeah, so I can stream. All my music resides on some hard drive I have around here somewhere, and I can get at that music from my iPhone, or if I had an iPod Touch, I can get at it. You can see my iTunes library on that device, and I can play that music on my Apple TV.
Right.
The speakers in one room, speakers in my bedroom.
Or, and all at the same time if you want.
All at the same time if you want to. Yeah. But then you get issues with latency.
Right.
Because they don't all play at the exact same time. So that's my streaming thing. Whereas there's other different solutions as well that if you want to be streaming content around your house. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the big thing though is video content. And that's kind of an important thing to be able, like streaming music. Yeah, cool. But the way things will go, you know what I mean? Being able to stream video content and watch video content in your bedroom and you know what I mean? Wherever, which I don't imagine you can do right now. You're not streaming anything in there to the television set that I have in there.
Nope.
You'd need another box or another TV or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Could you split the Apple TV somehow and go to...
just take an axe and...
I wonder if there's such thing as a HDMI splitter cable.
HDMI splitter cable.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
And then you could send in more than one television set. So
just get another Apple TV.
That's right. Better yet, get a Mac Mini, man.
Or get a Mac Mini.
Absolutely. I'd love to take my Mac Mini and put it to the TV And that'd be sweet, man. You just have your keyboard, mouse, everything. That it'd be in a computer in the living room, basically, with a big, huge screen.
So why
never a dull moment to watch anything?
Why did you
buy
an Apple TV instead of the Mini anyway? I forget.
Money.
It was the money
thing. It was a lot less to buy an Apple TV than
more than half price.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, I would have went the other way for sure.
Yeah. I think depending on what Apple does with the next generation Apple TV, supposedly something is happening. We're going to actually get a television, or there's going to be some kind of deal. And I think Apple's waiting on getting the final deal with the content providers, the movie companies and the TV stations.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a deal, which you have to think before iTunes came out, the iTunes store, I should say, there had to be a lot of footwork that had to be done to get that thing up and running. And now they're the number one music seller in the world.
And the funny thing is, though, they're going to start with Apple TV. They'll start offering all those great things that you already get with ATV Flash.
ATV Flash, right.
Which you know what I mean?
Yes.
What you mean. So, and for more about ATV Flash, actually, you're going to want to check out the next Easy Mac podcast for all you Mac computer users. And I just want to mention, too, upcoming on the show here, we are going to start streaming on Ustream, and that'll probably be happening, should be happening the next show that you listen to. It will also be live on Sunday, whatever date that is, I guess the 30th of August. Will it be the 30th? Yeah. What is it, the 23rd today? Yeah, 30th of August. And that should be the home show. They say home is where you make it, or home is where your bed is. Home is where you, what is it, lay your hat. And what do you call home? Where do you call home?
Wherever he lays his hat was his home.
And when he died.
I don't know that. What is that?
All he left us was alone. Papa was a rolling stone.
An oldie but a goodie.
Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that is home where you are now, or is home your home where you grew up?
Right.
So we want to ask those questions, and we'll take some calls and, you know.
Ustream. So anyway. It's going to be Ustream chat thing.
Yeah, Ustream chat. That's right.
Home is where the heart is.
Heart is, yes. So that's next week on the Jabbercast, and you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, and as well you can record us an audio message by using the
My Chingo widget. You can find that on the bottom of the Jabbercast webpage. Just go there and push the leave us a message button, and then you talk into your computer, leaves a message. You can re-record it if you don't like it, and we get it on the other end. We'll play it on the show. Absolutely. Whatever you send us, we're playing it on the show.
Whatever it is. Even if you fart in that mic.
One hand, two in the bush.
Today's Jabber Crow brought to us by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of college degrees, used college degrees. If you want to become a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, just go to Steve and Larry's and they'll send you to a college of your choice.
Doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief?
Doctor, Indian chief. That's a song somewhere, isn't it? That's a Bo Diddley or Chuck Berry song. Doctor, a lawyer, and an Indian chief. No,
I don't know. I'd like to hear it, though. and this quote today is influence may be the highest level of human skills. Influence may be the highest level of human skills.
I'm that not really getting it. You.
Yeah, I know. Influence may be the highest level of human skills. So the highest skill we have is influence.
Huh.
Is that a skill? Really? I don't know.
I think you have to have something to influence what somebody, obviously influence means what you're doing, something that is going to affect what somebody else is going to do or think. So something I do is going to make you think something or make you do something. So I have influence over you, and that takes the highest level
precedent.
Of skill.
Takes precedent.
My quote, good quote, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I had to make us think. Jeff was a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
That's a good quote.
It's one of those one in hand, two in a bush kind of thing.
Yeah,
you hear that all the time.
So that's actually somebody that's got his hand in all the pots.
Yes, he has.
And nothing's finished cooking. All your hands are in the pot, but nothing's finished cooking.
Ay, ay, ay.
Big JD quote right there. Okay, so that wraps up this week's show, and we appreciate everybody for being here, and we'll see you next week on Ustream.
The link will be up on them.
Yeah, check the website, man, www.thejabbercast.com.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.